That's good. Hello. My name's Nakaya Mackenberg-Millman. Faculty, the administration, visiting friends and family, and of course my fellow graduates, Lewis and Clark's class of 2017. It is such an honor and a pleasure to be standing here before you this afternoon. Today we commemorate our great achievements at Lewis and Clark and the exceptional support and the guidance provided by our wonderful faculty, friends, and family who have made this education possible for us. Without you, we would just be tired young adults standing on a hill in Portland. So if you think about it, we can't thank you all enough for making this journey possible and for inspiring us along the way. Now, let me say, we've been around the world and back. Some of us come from far corners of the earth to study here, while 240 of us journeyed from this cozy and weird Portland bubble to study in Senegal, Greece, Munich, Tanzania, China, and England. We even studied abroad in New York City and Washington, D.C. That's right. Strange and faraway places, indeed. As one of 430 graduates this year, I struggled to figure out the best way to be your class speaker, to speak on behalf of this class, and to address this class. We are all very different, after all. All very different people, different plans. We have different origins. Some of us know how to pronounce our school motto, and some of us don't. But despite our differences, what we share is real, and it is strong. It's a choice that we made not so long ago, and that choice was to come here, to pursue a higher education in an interdisciplinary learning environment with the support and guidance of the most incredible faculty and staff that I ever could have imagined. You would not believe how devoted these professors are. They've set high expectations, and in that classic LC way, we've met and even sometimes exceeded them. When I first sat down to think about what this class means to me and what this education means to me, I was stumped. I mean, it's a hard question to answer, but I encourage you to try. After merely a few minutes, I found myself in a state of overwhelm, but the good kind. My mind was racing with thoughts of my classmates' accomplishments, their ideas and plans and aspirations. This class has a lot to offer the world, and there's no doubt in my mind that they will. So for the past three semesters, I've served as a representative for the French Studies Department on the Student Academic Affairs Board, alongside 32 peers, one for each major and minor offered at Lewis and Clark. During those semesters, I've witnessed firsthand the genuine curiosity, ambition, and commitment found among these students who have gone above and beyond for the sake of pure interest, driven by their inexorable passions. In addition to following passions and being inspired by the world, these particular graduates are some of the most socially conscious people there are. Events on and around campus these past 4 years have prompted these students to take the reins, to confront administrative changes, challenge the treatment of racial issues, and to set goals to diversify our academic curricula. Above all, it's been during the most trying times on campus when I've seen members of my community come together and embody the power of unification. Getting up, getting charged and speaking out, of walking the talk, of not only showing up to offer a listening ear, but also creating safe spaces where those most directed can speak openly. Lewis and Clark's student body is remarkably compassionate and made up of students who care deeply, not just about their grades and their advancement in the academic and professional spheres, which are important too, but also about pressing issues of the present moment. Issues of social justice and representation, treatment of the environment, and of humanity itself. My fellow classmates strive to do what is in their power to shape a safe and welcoming place that extends far beyond our little campus in the woods. How you do anything is how you do everything. This is something that my dad told me in my early teens, and you're right, he didn't make it up. I think he thought he did. But at the time, I asked myself, what does he mean by this, and taking as a jab. But later, I realized how profound the phrase really is, and to what extent it rings true in my life today. It's So this is sort of a silly example, but you'll see how it relates in a minute. So just the other week, I went in for my second to last appointment at the orthodontist. It's all very exciting, lots of great milestones to celebrate. Anyway, they've got this little wooden nickel system at the clinic meant to incentivize the patients to encourage flossing and that sort of thing. So before leaving, I asked the assistant if I could pick mine up, also daring to remind her that I hadn't gotten mine from last month. So is that who I am now? Am I someone who saves up golden little nickels, a 21-year-old who even sports the clinic t-shirt on appointment days for the extra coin? Do I need that extra coin? No, but do I want it? Yes, I do. Concerning oral health, this doesn't mean I floss quite as often as I let on. And concerning education, it doesn't mean I understand every lesson at school. I do every reading for class, I take notes, I ask lots of questions. It's the exact same story at the orthodontist. Turns out how you do anything is how you do everything. So ultimately, this anecdote is meant to be reassuring, because the way that you have coexisted on our campus is nothing less than an indication, a glimpse of the light and the inspiration that you'll bring to this world from here forward. One example of how you do anything is the seriousness with which people at this school treat the power of language. Eliminating hate speech, asking people their preferred pronouns and using them, stopping xenophobic, homophobic, misogynistic rhetoric, rhetoric that's driven by hatred and by fear. The way that we speak, the choices that we make, and the actions that we take, that is the how we do everything. This class has made its mark, a mark on me, no doubt, but also a mark on the institution itself. It sets the bar high. As a class of leaders coaching their teams, tutoring their peers, leading outdoor trips and working hard on and off campus throughout the whole year. Standing here, I am so humbled. You all have a lot to be proud of. I know that these people here are proud of you too. In any case, who knows exactly what's next? I don't know. I do feel equipped for whatever it is, and you should too. And so as this time in our lives draws to a close, I would like to remember the past and express gratitude through our goodbyes by sharing with you a Lewis and Clark adaptation of Goodnight Moon. Goodnight Moon. Goodnight Rusty Nail. Goodnight Dodging Through Hail. Goodnight Pio Express and Nights Filled with Stress. Goodnight Winning the Bone. Goodnight Getting More Loans. Goodnight Big Old Griswold. Good night, Bodine's Weird Halls. Good night, Hoffman and Black Box. Good night, Above the Knee Socks. Good night, Sights of Mount Hood. Good night, Roaming Through Woods. Good night, E&D, IT, and ASLC. BSU, FSU, and the NSO, too. Good night, Troom. Good night, Moon. I'll see you again soon. Thank you.